and welcome. I am very excited to have a wonderful author and healer, Joan Spencer, on the line. She's the author of Your Personal Guidance System, Unlock the Door to the Universe and Experience the Magic. Joan's been very busy, and she's been a CPA and president of a multi-million dollar school of practicing Chinese medicine, and based in Arizona now. And I think this particular information on this book, Joan, is very, very pertinent for everyone at any time, but maybe even more so now, right?
Yes, even more so, knowing that they actually do have help, yes.
What caused you now? I love acupuncture, I have to say. I mean, it's been so amazing. I've used it to heal myself of everything from rotator cuff and more. But what brought you to understand this inner personal guidance system? What brought you to this book?
Well, what brought me to it is actually through my practice of Chinese medicine, I wanted to create a healing house and a healing center. So what I did is, in the process of looking for a place, I wanted a place that was rural so that it could connect with nature, that I started noticing all the help that I received. And as I looked back on my life, I saw that, wow, I had received help. I never really acknowledged it or noticed it in any way. And then when I started talking to people, I was like, same thing, that they were doing the same things. And so as I started to notice it, and then I would start writing, and more information, it just started to come together. It was not something I had ever planned on doing. I never thought of myself necessarily as an author, but information just started to flow, and I just felt that this was something that so many people need, and to be aware of that we always have help,
it's so true. So very true. And, you know, it's not really surprising. You know, if we've ever watched any nature series about how birds migrate, about how whales know where to go, you know, how butterflies make it across thousands and thousands of miles. And there's always a way that there is some inner guidance system. The thing is, sometimes we have a lot of interference, don't we? So do you find that it helps, and any tricks to get clear so you really can be sensitive to understanding how to know what to do when you have questions?
Yeah, well, when you have questions, I have in my book, just first off, I lay out how it works, and I have a lot of exercises for people to go through so that they can start to see how it's worked in their life, because your guidance is unique to you. And so by going through the exercises, you can see how it shows up for you. But yes, you can, first is having your vision. What do you want? What does your heart want? Mm. And following your heart, that's really important. And learning to notice that it's in your life on a daily basis. At the end of the day, you look back on your day and you'll look at all the wonderful events that would happen, the little gifts such as smiles that came from somebody just at that time when you just needed it. And when you start observing your life, you'll start seeing so many connections and how you've been helped and how easily that you can get help.
You know, that's so wise. You know, I think that we also find that there are ways that we find out which way we shouldn't go. Kind of, I call them red flags, you know.
Yes.
You've seen those before, right? No, red flag there.
And I call them walls.
Interesting. Interesting point. Yeah. Even in the Native American tradition, they have the red road and the other road. You follow the right path and things go and flow smoothly. If you're not, sometimes they believe in the Native American tradition, you will encounter a lot of issues and problems. How do you know the difference between just something that's supposed to make you stronger and more challenging versus a wall that's trying to warn you, don't go there?
Well, a wall is something that every which direction that you look at and every which way that you try to make something happen, you just struggle. It's a struggle to make things happen. You can push through it because we do have free will to do that, but it's going to be a challenge all the way there. And so as you push through, that's how you know that you're running up against a wall. And then other times you look at the disappointments that you may experience, and by reflecting, you'll see where you actually grow from the events that go on.
Interesting. So do you keep personally a journal or any kind of, or do you use meditation or any ways to try to keep yourself sensitive and kind of clear to get the right information?
You know, I at the end of every day, I do look back and I see what has happened and the gifts. And I try to journal. I'm not always every day, but writing down and seeing, oh my gosh, look what happened, what showed up in my day.
Mm.
And so it's being really aware of it
mm-hmm.
that really helps me do that. And, you know, one of the things I just would like to share is for people to ask for something. When I first started even becoming aware of this incredible guidance, I asked for like a parking space when my husband and I were going to an event that was going to be very difficult to find a parking space. And oh my gosh, we ended up at the front door.
You know something? I do the same thing. I've been embarrassed to admit it because I do the same thing. And it is amazing. You know, sometimes I will say, oh my gosh, I got lucky. Or it's you know, just my guardian angel. What do you and how do you identify and relate to this inner guidance and your personal guidance system? Do you feel like it's a personal relationship with another part of yourself?
That's an interesting way of viewing it. Yes, and you know, it is another relationship with yourself, but I believe there's something bigger that we're connecting with and that we actually have some type of help. And some people might call them their guides, their angels. I've always personally just referred to it as the universe that is helping me.
Do you find, and it's interesting because I've always suggested to people to go and do a review at the end of the day as well, just because I believe you're here to learn lessons, and sometimes it's not easy because sometimes the lessons we need to learn are the lessons we've been putting off.
Right. Oh, yes, I agree with that too.
So the hard lessons have been kind of the ones we've been experiencing this year, right? Some of the hard
ones. Right. Oh, yes. But, you know, there's purpose in so many things. And I look at what's happening this year. So many people, it's a reshifting of people in jobs and allowing them time to reflect. Because some people are busy, busier than they've ever been through this. And then others, they're given this time to really look within. Mm. And maybe it isn't the job that they wanted. This is a time that, oh, well, maybe I really was unhappy there, and time to take that information and go forward and learn.
And I find once I do a review, and I don't always take the time I should at the end of the day, but often I do. But it's interesting, at the end of that, it's very easy to be grateful. I try to add at the end of my review some gratitude for what has come my way that helped me to understand what was going on. Because sometimes we can not necessarily like the hard lessons, right? So if I find something to be grateful for, it makes it a little easier to understand there is something going on that's really good for me, right?
Right, yes. Oh, being grateful, because we do receive so much. And when you start to take it for granted, that's when it's like, oh, life, you can get very down, like, oh, nobody cares or whatever. But when you are actually looking at something and going, oh, my gosh, I saw a beautiful butterfly today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, something as simple as that
mm-hmm.
makes you understand that there's so much more.
Well, I've seen certain particular signs that do come up, and I was wondering if you would relate to these, too. I see rainbows, of course, here in Hawaii. It's easy. I see
mm-hmm.
rainbows. Sometimes I will see butterflies, as you say. Sometimes it will be just a feather, or it'll be someone saying something that makes me pause and go, wow, yeah, I get that, right?
Yes, yes. And those are the different types of messages that we receive. Like even a rainbow can be, you know, a start, something new, a refreshing to you. Butterflies represent transformation for many people. that when you see one and you see it in especially in a time period, think about what you were thinking at the time that you saw that butterfly or that rainbow.
Very good.
That gives you the message.
That's so true. You know, and it's interesting, too, because I've always believed, and I believe you do, too, that our time in dreams is our time for our inner self and higher consciousness and, of course, our subconscious to come out in dreams and help us solve our problems, give us messages. Have you used that?
You know, with dreams, that is something that I'm not always good with it, but I know that they are there. And, in fact, the way that I usually will work with it is before I retire for the evening, if there's something that I'm wanting an answer to or I'm not sure of which direction to go, I just put it out there and I ask my guidance, you know, please help me. I need to understand where I'm going with this. And a lot of times in the morning, I will be clear.
Yes.
And I may not remember that dream, but it's there.
I'm talking with Joan Spencer, who's a wonderful author of a new book, Your Personal Guidance System, Unlock the Door to the Universe and Experience Magic, which is available on Amazon. And you do have information there. Do you have other information as well on websites, or do you use any particular kind of social media for people to contact you on this?
Yes, there's actually, I am on Twitter, and I am Author J. Spencer on Twitter. And then I am on Facebook also, and I have a Facebook page called Your Personal Guidance System.
And this is so important for people to be aware of, and I think here comes the word again, aware. I think the more we tune in and are aware, the more we fine-tune that awareness system, don't we?
You know, yes, you're right. The more awareness that you have, it becomes clearer and clearer. Except for I always wonder, when am I going to get to where I really have the full clearness? But you always, every day, it improves.
It's almost as if once you open up that channel, the communication with your personal guidance system, and you know what? I don't think it matters what religion you are or anything. But once you open up that doorway to that, it's like it's right there ready to help you more and more as you become more fine-tuned to it, right?
Right, yes. And this doesn't matter which religion you are. This is available to each and every person. And the more that you open up to it, the more that it becomes available to you. And you start to go, oh, wait a minute, I can do this. Or I can do that, and you start seeing how it plays out in your everyday life.
So was that what caused you to write this book, just because you were feeling this inner voice or this inner guidance system wishing to be expressed?
I think so, that there was something that just said, I need to share this with people. Because life doesn't have to be hard, and we all think, you know, there's a misconception that life is hard, and it really isn't. If we are starting to align with our hearts, we follow it, and when we're aligned with our hearts, our guidance hears that. Mm. You know, when we're pursuing something that we really enjoy or really would like to have, the guidance hears that. But if you say that, oh, life is hard, that's what it hears also.
Mm.
And so life becomes hard.
Mm-hmm. You know, everyone says to people, and that's one of the great advices, and if you hear a speech at graduation, everyone says, listen to your heart. Yet it's not as simple as that for some people, right? Because a lot of people don't have faith or trust in what their heart might say. So it kind of it's important to develop a trust in your heart to really listen to your heart, isn't it?
You know what? Yes, is to really trust that what you're feeling is important. And many times in our society, we don't look to trust that. We want to rely on logic or what has always been. And learning to trust it takes time, and you have to play with it. And as you play, you can start to become a little bit more aware, like, wow, look at that. Look at what happened here.
You know, it's interesting because I see so many people some pay quite a bit of money to psychics or channels or mediums looking for answers, you know. And sometimes I've seen, unfortunately, in my many years in this field, people who get information from others who may not really be giving them the right information, but sometimes they even drag them out and drag it along. And so it seems like it'd be much better to really find your inner direction rather than necessarily trust someone else to give it to you.
Right, yeah. And sometimes when they're listening to a psychic or someone, they may be giving them the good information, but it's only information for that moment. And so, or they may mishear it because they're wanting something that they fit it into, oh, okay, they said this, so it works this way, where they didn't necessarily clearly hear it. And your guidance will definitely clearly let you know when you're not on the right path. As they said about the walls, it goes, oh, no, 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 you're going the wrong direction.
You know, that's such a good point, and it is so valuable. I mean, really, truly, you know, if you really trust in your heart, and if you really learn to follow that, it can. Some people think it's easier not to to go another way, but if you really trust in your heart, you find that in the long run, it turns out. Have you had situations like that in your own life where it took you a while to say, really, is that really what you want me to do? And then you followed it and you found out it was?
Where there's like, is that really the direction?
Mm-hmm.
And I've usually worked the other way, where my interests are always so vast that it's like, oh my gosh, what do I do? Well, yes. Because actually I know that I thought I wanted to work with animals and do things, and I got messages that no, animals are not really where you're supposed to be.
So how did that show up to you? I know some people use pendulums, but you know, here's that point you brought up, which is so valid. If you are putting your own filter of what you want to have happen. I've seen that happen. I have used pendulums before. It's like yes or no, right? But if really want a particular answer, it's kind of like that old story of someone who takes a daisy and says, you know, yes or no, is he for me, is he not, does he love me, does he not? But you'll just keep going on daisy after daisy until you get the answer you want.
Oh, yes. I think some days I do that, too. It's like, oh, please, let this be the right answer. I had become disillusioned with what I was doing at one point in my practice. It was like it wasn't quite what I wanted, so I thought I would pursue it with animals. And I had actually thought I would work with horses.
I love horses.
And I love horses. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have two of my own, but it was something I thought, you know what, I can do this. And I was supposed to meet with someone who was going to show me what they were doing so that I could look at it and see about pursuing it a little bit more. And just before that, the Friday before I was supposed to meet her on Monday, I broke my arm with a horse.
Oh, my gosh. That's a pretty clear sign.
Yes, it was a real clear sign. It's like, okay, I get it. I can enjoy horses, but do not go working with them.
Interesting point. My gosh. So what did you encounter in this book in the way of how it went with the flow and creating? First of all, I have to say, you know, this book, of course, is on Amazon. And I have to say, since I've done 6 books, the book is like a baby, and it's a great idea and you love it, but it's not always as easy giving birth to that baby as you might think. And sometimes it can be rather challenging. It takes a lot of work to put a book out, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it does. And actually, I think for me, putting the book together, I was just so amazed at the help that came in for me.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine that I had happened to connect with found out that she was writing a book at the same time. So we decided, well, why don't we talk once a week to support each other?
That's
then to find
thing.
Out that she's an editor. She
oh
actually
my.
Ended up editing my book.
Wow.
And so not only were we support for each other, she also then came in to be the editor and to help in so many ways.
Wow.
So, yeah.
See, I call those blessings, and I have to say, there's so many that come. And I even call anything like you see, like a rainbow, a blessing. But there are so many of those wonderful things that can make a huge, huge difference that you, again, you became aware that this was the path to take. Now, when we get the book, what's the best way to follow it? It's a workbook of sorts. So tell us how we go through the process of finding your own inner guidance system.
Okay, so how you would do it, I would, you know, it starts out introducing you to the basics of it. And there's questions in there to help you reflect back on your life so that you can actually see where you have received your help and how you received it, because each of us are going to receive messages in different ways, such as I received the one message is that with my arm being broken,
mm-hmm.
I needed something kind of severe or I was going to fall ahead.
and
my guidance knew that. And so looking at, you know, you're reflecting back on your life, and then starting to help you understand how are the different ways that you can receive these messages,
mm-hmm.
You know, through feelings, people, articles that show up in your life, animals that might show up, events. There's just numerous ways. And so as you look at them, you start going, oh, that would resonate with me. Some people don't resonate with animals, so they wouldn't even think about that. You know, and they probably wouldn't even notice that butterfly that flew by them because that's not where they're at. But they might notice a conversations with people because they may be very much an extrovert and out with people, and they're getting their messages that way.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a very good point, because I think in the native cultures and different cultures, from everything to our Hawaiian people to Native Americans and certain cultures you go back, there was that natural connection. And they call here in Hawaii the Amakua, which are the guides that can come to you and help you and guide you. And somehow we seem to have lost that somewhat in our present society, our connection to the natural ways of having that guidance. So it's interesting to then expand it and find out ways that you can still find that guidance, you know, that's available inside to you.
Right, yes. Yeah, because I agree. A lot of people have lost their connection with nature because they live in their apartments and high rises and that. And so our connection is not there with nature as much as I would like to see it, because mm-hmm. I think nature has a lot. But the guidance is there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually, if you look for information on even searching Google on the internet, you type in something. I wanted to know what the meaning of a feather was. I got a specific information, and it was usually the first one up there, and the article had the exact same feather. My sister did the same thing and got a very different message. And her feather looked totally different from mine, and of course these events happened at different times. But so even the internet can bring those messages to you.
Social media? You think social media as well?
Yeah, I think so. That there may be something that pops up in your feed or something, and you go, oh, I had never thought of that. You know, something that somebody posted, and it may be just the message you needed at that time.
You know, it's interesting because I've been meditating all my life, and I get my messages by writing down what comes to me after I meditate. I get some very clear messages.
They
come to me, you know, and I love that. And sometimes before I pick up the pen, I don't even know what's going to come. I don't know what's going to be there. But
right. But
somehow that has been developed over my lifetime as being my way to get connection to what's going on, right?
I've used that too. A lot of times, you know, just write down a question and then all of a sudden just let my hand write.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it afterwards and I go, oh my gosh.
And
that was very insightful. I would have never thought of that.
Exactly. And I know people that actually let their body speak to them. It's kind of not quite like body language, but their body reacts to questions asked to them, right?
Right, yeah. Yes, the way that we receive messages are just endless. Yeah, in my book, I covered some basics, but there are so many different ways that we receive messages, and so it's finding that type that really resonates with you, or yeah. The different types. You'll receive them in many ways, but what is it? Become aware. Observe what's happened in your life, and you'll start to go, oh, my gosh, I actually, saw this article that helped me, decide that I wanted to go in a different direction in life.
Yeah, it's interesting. Sometimes before I do a class, I'm a teacher on Insight Timer, and I think I'm going to write about something, and then I start talking, and it comes out, or I see something in a book, and that's what I'm supposed to be doing. And it takes, like you say, trusting. Do you do any classes, or you do any workshops, or any places that anything coming up where people will be able to learn how to do this more?
I don't have anything scheduled, but I am working in Sedona with Ollie, and I will be planning to do classes with that. And workshops are something that I'm planning to do more than likely in the next year. But I do have workshops and classes coming up. That's really a good way to help people understand it, because they may go to the book and go, that doesn't work for me, and which it may not. But, there's other ways. And so as we sit there, we can help to open them up, help them observe their own life, and see how the messages will come in for them.
Well, I think that probably just you speaking today, for me, it's again more encouragement to listen to those wonderful guidance systems we have. I call it for myself an inner compass that we have. It's learning to trust your inner compass, that kind of knows your true path to follow, it's just a beautiful thing. And I'm hoping that there's people listening that also go, wow, this really makes sense. I don't necessarily have to do this, that. I can just go and get my own inner guidance. I can follow my heart. I can listen to my heart. And truthfully, it's a lifetime gift that never goes away. And that gift is free. Once you learn to tap into it, it's amazing. The value, it's a priceless gift, really.
Yeah, because when you do that, when you have your own inner compass, as you call it, or your guidance system, as I call it, you can have confidence to follow your dreams. You can have peace of mind when you're making decisions, because you just have an inner knowing that these things are right. And your life becomes much more fulfilled and meaningful when you start to really work with your inner compass, your personal guidance system. It's all there.
It must have felt wonderful when you got that first book, Your Personal Guidance System, when it was published. It's a wonderful feeling knowing that you did accomplish that, and there's a lot of gratitude in just that, isn't there?
Oh, there is. Yeah. It's like, oh, my gosh. It's just so satisfying. And knowing that I have something to offer to the world, to people, because I really believe that so many people aren't aware of that they have help always. Mm. They seem to look to other people for their answers.
Yeah.
When the answers are right there for themselves. Look within, the answers are there.
So very true, and so very valuable. And it's great that we were able to connect. I am very excited for you and how you're going to help so many people. People can go to Amazon. The book is called Your Personal Guidance System, Unlock the Door to the Universe and Experience the Magic. And the author is Joan Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R, right?
Yes, it is. And I also have a website, which is Joan Spencer, JoanSpencer.com.
JoanSpencer.com.
And that will give you even more information about the book.
Well, I thank you so much. I mean, because truthfully, I love finding people who are able to speak their truth fearlessly, because I know it will help others. And I really sense that's the whole message behind what created this book, knowing that it will help others. So I thank you so much, Joan. And you take care, and thanks for your work.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Cindy. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.